So that story that I just read was a creative way to expand on our idea of that first Christmas. As those creatures, the snake, the spider, the rat, and even the cockroach, make their way to the manger, we too have been journeying so that we can join them in saying we were there. We have been preparing our hearts to celebrate anew the birth of our Savior, the Christ child. We've been making our way, if not over sand and hills, toward the manger to witness and celebrate again the story of light breaking into darkness. And while we wait for Christ to come again and make all things new, we do our best to reflect Christ's light into the dark corners of our world and of people's lives. Until Christ comes again, we celebrate that there is light. So to help us remember the story of light breaking into the darkness, I'm going to lead us in a meditation. I invite you to listen and ponder and follow along with the simple sung response that's printed in your bulletins. In the beginning, God allowed for chaos, for troubled dreams and uncertain sounds, and fear in the darkness. Then, when the chaos was most threatening and hope was bleakest, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. So remember the chaos, the uncertainty, the confusion in which you once floundered, and give thanks for the light. In the course of time, God allowed for a journey from ourselves to other people, from restriction to freedom, from a forgotten place to a promised land. And when the journey was hardest and the way ahead unclear, and the temptation to turn back most alluring, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. So remember your journey and how far you have traveled, and give thanks for the light. Later yet, God allowed for the special, for friendship to grow, for truth to be discovered, for faith to become real. On the mountaintop and in quiet places, God blessed us, saying, "Let there be light." and there was light. So remember not why, but how, and when, and where you've been blessed, and give thanks for the light. And then when the light was brightest and life was good, despite our better judgment, but in solidarity with all humankind, we chased shadows and chose darkness. So remember how and when and where and perhaps why you have wandered from the light. Because God loves us, there will be light again. Not first in chaos, not first on the journey, not first for the special place, but on the ground and in a hidden place. God will come, offering a baby's hand to greet us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who chose at Bethlehem to meet us, make us ready to lose and leave all that make us proud and sufficient. Let our knees bend to you, our hearts cradle you, our lips sing your songs of love. Amen.